Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie. Well, good Monday morning to everyone, and especially to you, my fine co-host, Jim. How are you this morning?
Hello, Risa. I'm waiting for your story of the week. I mean, you're so busy all the time, just keeping up with you here.
I am, and I actually had a wonderful event that I went to this weekend. It was a benefit for an organization called High Hopes, and it was the High Hopes 100 Swim, Push, or Walk. And it was a event where people who have suffered traumatic brain injuries were actually, it was like a Special Olympics, and they could either walk in their walkers or be pushed in their wheelchairs or walk or swim laps in a pool. And then there were celebrities there that were helping them, and I elected to be in the swimming pool because it was so hot. And I walked next to a guy named Charlie, and he was, of course, the class clown. So the two of us got along fabulously.
You and Charlie did okay.
We did okay. We did. As a matter of fact, he was running. I thought, okay, this will be easy. It'll be nice and slow because Charlie was walking kind of slow in his wheelchair. He got in that pool, and he took off. I had to run to keep up with him. But we had some great celebrities there, and we had...
It's cool to have events like that. Yeah, plus,
it keeps
people in shape. And it's cool to have events like that. It supports causes and, you know, gives people, things to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. We had Kathleen Bradley there.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's
Hot
Topics.
Here we are at Hot Topics.
Absolutely. So I was going to say, why don't you go first this week? I usually do, but why don't you go first?
Sounds good. All right, guys and gals out there regarding retirement, despite the low, well, all the, you know, all the millions of Americans still, after all that we've been through, have a dismal outlook when it comes to their own ability to retire. And this is what's really amazing. You'd think by now everybody would be on track and be ready to go. Well, here's a couple stats, something to consider, okay? 46% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement. 40% of the baby boomers now plan to work until they are gone. And that's, you know, we're thinking, where are these vacations, where are all these years we're going to have? Well, 40% of them don't think they're going to have retirement at all. 36% of Americans say they don't contribute anything at all to their savings. And 87% of adults say they're not confident at all about having money for a comfortable retirement. That's, I mean, 87%, that's a lot of people sitting there wondering what's going to be going on. The expected retirement age went from 53 years old, which a lot of people want to retire at, even 55 or 60 or 63, well, it's going up to 67 years old. So we have to start eating healthy to live these, you know, longer years. We want to live to be at least 110. So we're wondering why in this prosperous country are so many people facing this gloom and doom? Well, we got the rising unexpected cost of living, which everybody knows about. And today, the expenses, you know, I talked in earlier shows about the health care, and the dollar just does not seem to go as far as it should. And a big mistake, they say, the experts say, is letting your money sit in the bank, because it will destroy 50% of your saving every 22 years. So if you pack away $100,000 in so many years, in 10 or whatever, 15 years, that $100,000 isn't there anymore, even with interest. It's dropped down to $40,000, $50,000, depending on how much you have.
Oh, my. Well, Jim, it's my turn for Hot Topic because you've just brought
I'll let you in there.
Gloom and,
I want to hear your
gloom and doom. I'm going to bring
don't
a little bit
it?
Of happiness. The good news, at least for me, is the Betty White Off Their Rockers is going to be back on the air. We're coming off a hiatus. We're going to be on Lifetime on Friday nights at 8 p.m. So we're going to be pranking people and making them laugh and hopefully having a good time starting this Friday night, 8 p.m. That's May 23rd at 8 p.m. on Lifetime Channel. It depends on what cable you have on what channel that actually is. And then the other hot topic I just wanted to hit on kind of quickly was Michael Jackson on the Billboard Music Awards.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if I liked it or not. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, you know, that's right. The Billboard Music Awards, they added Eric on their Twitter. That's kind of cool.
Well, it was kind of weird looking at Michael doing a totally new routine. You know, it was kind of weird. So I've heard that about 60-some-odd percent people thought it was creepy. And about 30-some-odd people, 30% of the people kind of thought that it was exciting, I guess. Like I said,
what do you think,
I'm
Reed?
Not too sure.
What's your input?
I think it was kind of creepy. I'm glad I wasn't there in person. I think it would have really freaked me out. What can I tell you? And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Now, today's guest is a fashion a hairstylist. I guess he's a complete stylist. He styles television stars, movie stars, celebrities. Scott, are you with us?
He's not in queue.
He's not with us. Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about him a little bit, and then if he's not with us soon, then we'll just have to
move right along.
But Scott Giuliani is an acclaimed worldwide award-winning Hollywood hairstylist, image consultant. That's what I really need. I need an image consultant. And he's been in the entertainment and beauty industry for years. And over his career, he's had the privilege of working with some of the biggest name in the entertainment industry. So he started at age 15. He's worked with Eddie Murphy, Chris Tucker, Arsenio Hall, Oscar winner Halle Berry, and actually he is credited for coming up with Halle Berry's signature hairstyle.
Well, it's amazing how these things tie in, how somebody meets someone else and it turns out to be, a life changer for him, you know?
Yeah, because everybody knows about Halle Berry's hairstyle.
I never followed that. Have you noticed that, Reetha, in the business?
That things tie in together?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you're out there. Say you have your hair done somewhere and you meet someone that's a hairdresser or someone that's a stage presence, lighting expert or whatever. But they're also an actor. I want to be an actor. And they meet this person and it just winds up becoming a situation that gets them in a position that they can go on and do a film, you know?
The thing is, nowadays, people are celebrity house builders, celebrity hairstylists. They're celebrities in their own right, celebrity chefs, celebrity shoe designers. If you design for the right person, you become a celebrity
exactly.
In your own right.
Well, look at, do you remember these reality shows? And this goes way back to how things follow up with, you know, even back to Lucille Ball or some of these shows where, who is it, Mary Tyler Moore. You remember all the take, what do they call it, spin-offs, the people that were on the show as supporting, you know, actors, and then they wind up getting their own show. And today it's the reality shows like that one, it deals with the porn, was it when you take articles in and pawn shop.
Oh, the pawn shops. Yeah, Pawn Star.
They've
got one called Pawn Star. That's provocative.
Yeah, and then you have the guy that's, they're taking their, you know, somebody will bring in an old wagon or something. Well, they take that wagon to a friend of theirs and he fixes it up. And it's amazing, or an old Coke machine or something to make it worth its value. And then that person winds up with his own reality star. And then they take their old car that somebody, they pawned it for $1,000. And they take it to a car guy, and now he's got his own show. I mean, it goes on. It just doesn't end. But they are interesting, you know. So
I know. There's so much that goes on, like you said, that spins off. That
the spin-offs. No,
people become famous doing just some of the weirdest thing. I know when they first started Antique Roadshow, I thought, you know, how could that actually be a show? And now, like you said, they're taking stuff into pawn shops, and that's a big hit show.
Well, exactly. And, you know, another thing is, you have the situations, little tiny things that happen. Like, for instance, back with Clint Eastwood, he was supposed to, you have that, what was it, Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, all those, you know, spaghetti westerns that became famous. Well, there was a certain situation that was supposed to go to James Coburn. But because of somebody being in a certain place at a certain time, it went to, Clint Eastwood?
Well, it really is a very small town. And a lot of people do know people. And I tell young actors and young people in the business in general, always be nice to everybody, because you never know. The same people you meet on your way up, you're going to meet on the way down.
Right.
A funny story for me was that I was, my very first paying acting job was a job called, what was it called? The Perfect Race. And it was a little educational film. I got paid $50 for it. And I was just so excited. It was my very first job. So I worked very hard at being just perfect at it. And about almost 20 years later, I think it was, I was doing casting for TV movies and features. And I was casting for this show. And the director, producer of my very first job was the director, producer of one of the last films that I did casting for.
Wow.
And he remembered me. He absolutely remembered me, which was really funny.
Isn't that something? You know, little situations like that. Eric had an event where he had one of the girls at the table just helping out, and we panned the camera around. Well, it turned out they posted all that, and this director down in Italy saw that one individual and wanted her to come down and be in a movie. So you never know how it might come up, you know, where a certain situation helps you out.
Well, that's why you just need to be nice to everybody. You never know. And I guess we're not going to get to talk to Scott today because we haven't heard from him yet. He's a very busy man. I'm assuming that a job came up and he's stuck somewhere and he thought he'd be able to get to us, and I guess he just can't. But I'm having
a good time
talking to you.
Last-minute things happen. And I know, like with you, in your day, you keep so busy with your auditions and running to show. Now, do you see, when you were, you know, back in the 90s when you were doing all this, do you see a big difference today? You know, you do your tech time and that. In the industry, what used to be and how they're doing it now, you probably see a change. And you think it's all for the better, or like a lot of people say, well, I liked it in the old days.
There were certain
people...
things I liked in the old days, and there's certain things I like better now. I love the fact that we have all the technical stuff that we can use, the internet, the websites, we can contact people. back in the day, you couldn't get in touch with casting directors.
No.
Those type of things, I think, are great. The bad things are there are a million channels. So since there are a million channels, they need a million actors. So actors are willing to work a lot cheaper. They used to say we were a dime a dozen. Well, now we really are a dime a dozen.
Well, wait a minute now. We got your technology stuff maybe changing that. They ran a couple commercials, some of these test commercials, and they said that the people on there, which I think I share this with you. I was over at a Best Buy watching what I thought was a couple people in a little film clip, and it turned out they were these characters done by the internet. Done by technology. What do you call those, Aretha, when you're looking at somebody that looks real, but it's a computer image? Is there a certain term for an actor?
It depends on what it is. Like with Michael Jackson on the award show, that was a hologram. And that's a completely three- or four-dimensional character that it looks like it's absolutely real. There were people in the audience that were crying because it was so moving and so lifelike. And it was totally created because he never performed that song.
So in other words, if they get to the point where they can duplicate this so well and they could do another Aretha, so you'd see Aretha come out and do a play, do a film in some whatever, and it's not you. You're home going, who is that? And you were
just
duplicated.
That's what scares me. That scares me. Now, people have told me, oh, no, they'll always prefer real actors. Now, like I said, with the Michael Jackson thing, it was kind of scary because we love Michael. We miss Michael. But if it's a made-up person,
it's not really Michael.
Care. Yeah, you're not already emotional attached. And then you become, I mean, they've done movies about this where they make up people, they're computer generated, and people fall in love with them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I really like that aspect of it.
And it's in the beginning stages. You can imagine in 2 years what it's going to be like. We won't be able to tell the difference, you know?
Exactly. I had an audition the other day. I was supposed to cry on cue. I'm not the best crier on cue. And if they had just had a made-up animatronic or electronic or hologram, they could just make it cry on cue. So,
all right. Yeah. I read an article where it said that some of these pros have to think. They make them think of the, like in the old movies, they said, think of a really sad situation, concentrate on it, and it'll bring a tear or two. Have you heard that?
Yeah, but you still got to say your line, so you got to be present. It's very difficult. Well, you know what? It's time for our next commercial.
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.aretha.gray.nerium.com. That's aretha.gray.nerium.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Okay, Jim's Gem. We got a little topic on climate change. I've been interested in this. I mean, is this for real or are people just talking? Well, scientists have closed the case, okay? Case closed. They know what's going on. Human activity is causing the earth to get hotter. How?
Mm.
All right. Now, Aretha, I know you agree, and maybe just agree with me, but just try to hold off. Primarily, the way it gets hotter is by burning fossil fuels with small contribution from deforestation. That means we're cutting down our trees. Scientists have considered and ruled out many other explanations for why our planet is getting warmer. Here's the thing. How activity leaders, how this all comes about. because there's just so much debate, but they say they're closing the gap. The scientists are starting to lean towards, all right, this is all factual. We're doing this. People are doing this. When we extract and burn fossil fuels, all right, such as coal or petroleum, we cause the release of carbon dioxide, CO2, and other gases and so on, greenhouse gases, and that goes up into the atmosphere. Okay, natural amounts of CO2 have varied 180%, 300 parts per million, in today's CO2 levels. And they are now around 400, the highest natural levels over the past 800,000 years. And I'd like to see how they figured that out.
Exactly.
Right. We also can tell, yeah, who was making the calculations back then? All right, we also can tell that the additional CO2 in the atmosphere comes mainly from coal and oil because the chemical composition of the CO2 contains a unique fingerprint. All right, and another big one is losing the forest makes it even worse. So when all these gases that are burned rise, it's not, in a way you could say, cleaned up by the forest because we're losing all our forest. They're cutting all this down, and it's leaving a lot of barren areas that normally would be clearing the air. All right, clearing forest also releases large amounts of CO2. On top of that, plants and trees use CO2 to grow. So you see, it's one affects the other. Worldwide deforestation, which is happening at an alarming rate, means we don't have as many trees to absorb all this. And that was a scenario I gave you when they cut down trees on an island. Why does that kill the fish? Well, you cut down the trees, the chemicals in the ground, the dirty roads in, covers all the plankton in the ocean, and then the fish don't have anything to live on. Well, anyway, the fact is this means more CO2 stays in the atmosphere, trapping more heat. All right, here we are in global warming, thus causing a warming effect. This effect, which is what we've been hearing about and reading about, causes the melting of the ice, which raises the levels in the ocean, and this in turn, you'll see articles about how some of these islands, people are literally, they have to leave these small islands because the water is just coming up higher, and then when it turns into a storm, the wave surge is a lot higher. All right, it causes drought. All right, the drought scenario that we're seeing today, we have dried up lake beds. All right, these are areas that the farmers used to use when they would, you know, water their crops, and it's just a chain reaction. And now they have areas that the farmers are just saying we can't hang in there anymore. We have stronger and more frequent tornadoes in the Midwest. The flooding that we're seeing, like in the Ukraine, people were talking about the unrest in Ukraine. Now they're talking about the really bad flooding. It's just some of these areas that were normal for years, they're considered high risk. So Dan Upan of the, if I pronounce that right, of the EDF, he made a statement, carbon levels this high predate humanity. You see, in other words, you've heard...
Oh, come on now. See, that's back to Jim. How do they know what predates humanity? But you know what? It's time for tech time now.
Carbon
My
levels
phone.
This
high. Cell phone. PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
And again, because you've brought so much gloom and doom, I'm going to talk about happy apps.
I'm the gloom and doom.
Right. I'm going to talk about happy apps. They are actually apps that are designed to make us feel happy. You know the song Happy by Pharrell? Everybody's heard it. Matter of fact, I've heard it so much I'm a little tired of it. But we all are it's so popular because we all are seeking happiness. So there are apps out there, and one of them is called Happify, Happify. And you can get it on your phone or on your computer. Yeah, I think it's your phone and your computer. And it Happify's activities and games are based on supposedly decades worth of cutting-edge research by psychologists and neuroscientists from leading academic institutions. So they've done all this study, they've done all this work, And Happify recommends that you do these daily activities to get the best results, and it'll make you happy. They claim in about 2 months you will actually see a difference and you will feel happier just by playing these games. And you can use them anytime, anywhere, on your computer, on your mobile phone. Just do it a few minutes each day. They're fun exercises. I haven't played them for the 2 months yet, so I don't know if I have, you know, I haven't gotten that life-changing form of change of habits that they claim comes with it, but people say that they actually feel better. And claim that there are four habits that basically you need to do, or five things, habit-type things that you need to change to feel happier. So you need to be savoring good things, being grateful, performing acts of kindness, do aspirational things, and be empathetic. And apparently these games teach you how to do those type of things so that you are just a happier person.
A happy camper.
Absolutely. So go to Happify.com. And I mean, listeners, if you feel happier in a couple of months, let us know, and I'll let you know in a couple of months if I feel happier.
And then when you're done with all that, then turn on the news and read the paper and get back to where we're at.
Right.
The doom and gloom. I don't mean to sound that way, because overall, after that, you know, what I gave you, it does say that man can change things, like how we change the car with the pollution controls and everything. This all can be changed.
But we obviously didn't change it very much, because we still have the worst air. But going on, we were talking about apps. So I just want to remind everybody that we have the Easy Way app out there. You can have Jim and Aretha in your pocket. You can have all the Easy Way broadcasting shows in your pocket by going to whatever app store you go to and downloading the Easy Way app. You can go to easyway.me, and that links to all things easy. It'll tell you all the different websites, all the different apps, all the different stuff going on with the whole Easy Way empire. It's growing into an empire, you know, between Easy Way, the experience, or experience the Easy Way. And all the different shows and...
Like the fan page?
The fan page. Absolutely. You can go to, or you can text to, I always say go to because I'm so used to the web, but you can text the number 949-836-9596 and text the word menu to that number. That's 949-836-9596. Text the word menu, and you'll receive a list of options, and you can text, and you will get updates on the shows, your favorite show that's on the Easy Way Broadcasting. You automatically will get added to a group, and it'll list them and send out all kinds of text updates. And I know some of you say, wait, I get enough text already. It's not going to be too many.
And you
then
know,
there it,
that's amazing. Yeah.
And I know, and then there are the other shows
ago?
Like...
Good Game Guys.
I was going to say, there are other shows like, and you're the expert on the other shows.
Well, we got the Good Game Guys, and we got Beauty Pop, which all the tricks to tips about beauty and hair and so on and so forth. And the Good Game Guys covers all the gaming situations they have. And, you know, what you were talking about, the way they get it out today is just amazing, when you can just click on this, click on that, instead of making a call or sending a letter or whatever.
Absolutely. And all they have to do is go to Easy Way, E as in Eric, Z as in Zuli, Way, broadcasting.com, and you can see everything that's going on. And that's our time for today, Jim. It's flown by.
Well, that's about it.
It's been great talking to you.
I'm sorry for being so doom and gloom, but you know, if you're in that retirement area and then you don't know what the situation is, you have like our friend David Jones at HeritageWealthManagementOC.com. He's the kind of guy we put all the weight on his shoulders, and he'll show you how to get on the right track. And that's
okay,
what we do.
Well, next week we will be back with more doom and gloom from Jim. Bye, everybody.
And a smile and a happy face from Reva.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.